Let 9/11 rest in peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Let 9/11 rest in peace. It was a tragic and a terrible thing that happened, and it took a lot of lives. It took a lot of the confidence of the American public away from believing in themselves and believing in the reality of the American culture. And that has gone on now for 5 years or better. What is it that we are going to do? Are we going to continue to talk about it? Are we going to continue to look at pictures of it and say how terrible it is? For truly, it is terrible. But the pictures will not revive the situation, and it will not change the attitude of people around the world. It will not change our attitude. It's quite important that we change our attitude about the 9/11 situation. If we hate the terrorists who did that terrible thing, then we are no better than the terrorists. If we want to get retribution from them, there's no possible way that retribution could ever be had for the thing that they have done, the lives that they have taken, and the attitude that they have taken from the United States people, from the American people. So what can we do? What we can do is to begin to put our attention on the fact that we are ready now to stand forth and say, we surround our country with our pure white light of love. We surround our nation with our pure white light of love. We surround everybody in this United States with our pure white light of love. We surround every house, every building, every institution, every organization, everything in the United States with our pure white light of love. Now that's a wonderful thing to do. Are we generous enough to do that? Well, certainly we can do that because it's for our own country, it's our own nation. Now are we generous enough to extend that love, that unconditional love, throughout the world and say, I surround the entire world, the entire universe, with my pure white light of love, and I see all in divine order now. I see all peoples everywhere harmoniously working together. I see all the people on the face of the earth enjoying one another's company, having free oneness with each other, having free intercourse with each other, in sharing business and commerce and sharing ideas and sharing beliefs. I see all nations on earth. I see all nations in the universal allness that we even don't begin to know about yet. But all that is, I see living in perfect harmony. Now, as I begin to put this cause of living in perfect harmony with all the nations on earth, if I begin to put it in motion with myself, and I judge not what anyone else does, this is a biblical request, and it's a biblical request of every Bible that is written, every religious philosophy, and every philosophical philosophy that exists. To judge not, and to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and man, know thyself. All these things are universal statements, not just Christian statements, which is very wonderful and good, but they're universal. And these are statements that, as we begin to live by them, instead of living by our human attitude, which wants retribution, by living by our human attitude, which says, I cannot like them, well, we don't have to like them. We love them, but we don't have to like what they do, but we like them. You see, we don't always like what children do as they're growing up, and we remind them that we don't like what they're doing, but we remind them rather that we do like things done in a positive way. We don't hate the child because we know the child is going through an understanding of himself. But the more we teach a child to live in unconditional love, the more that child will be unconditionally loving toward everyone in his world, and himself mainly. And as he does this, he will be a harmonious, joyful being. You see, somehow we created this 9/11 situation in our world here. We created it as a very tragic thing. And we created it as something that just shocked the living daylights out of us. But it shouldn't. Because so long as we have an attitude that there are good people and bad people in the world, so long as we have an attitude that we do not surround the world with our pure white light of love, we only surround our loved ones with our pure white light of love, so long as that's our attitude, then we have left much of the world untouched. Untouched by our love, untouched by our blessings and our guidance and our wisdom. You see, there now is peace on earth, and it began with my thinking. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. As each one of us individually make this statement, for us there is peace on earth. And if we could promote this type of a thought throughout the universe, throughout the world, to every land, then it would be done. If the little children in every country were saying, there now is peace on earth and it began with me, they don't know what it means. It doesn't matter. We know what it means. It means there is peace. There is oneness, there is harmony, there is happiness, there is joyfulness, there is togetherness, there is unconditional love. My, my, my. Peace is unconditional love. What a wonderful thing. You see, if we take our attention and our skills and our creative genius and create beautiful graphics of peace on earth, beautiful graphics of love, I receive a number of beautiful graphics of dogs and cats lying down together, the little kitty cat lying on top of the big dog's head, and a rat in the arms of a cat, my goodness sakes, and many other things. And it seems impossible. And then there was this tiger in the zoo here in San Diego, and the tiger's whelps died, and it had no children. And it was destitute when it became aware of that. And they tried to find baby tigers to give to this mother to help her to come through this mournful period. And they could not. So what did they do? The only thing they could find were a bunch of little piglets. And they wrapped the piglets in lion skin, and they put the piglets with the mother tiger, and she fed them and cared for them. And they crawled all over her, and she accepted them. You see, it's unbelievable. We could never have imagined such a silly, outlandish thing. But there it is. And that's the way it is. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. When our thinking is clear and crystal clear, how wonderful it is. Think on these things and recognize that that's the type of thing we want to put in our consciousness, not the tragedies that happen in our life, because there are many that happen in our life. And many, many, many tragedies, and as through the centuries, the tragedies compound themselves, and we release them. If we were to live in terror, or live in fright, or live in anxiety of the terrors, the frights that have happened to us over the past, we would be quite a mess. We would be really in a terrible fix. But we're able to let them go. And so now let's let this 9/11 go. And let's take the message from it that we are now teaching ourselves first to live in unconditional love, teaching the world to live in unconditional love, and being unconditional love in all that we do. When we do that, when I do that, for me, the world is peace. For me, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Let this be your experience and your joy and your fantastic, glorious love for yourself of the peace on earth. Let 9/11 be a goad to you to move on to share unconditional love with all the more eagerness, not frightfulness of its terror, but eagerness of its joy. Join with me in this recognition. Let 9/11 rest in peace, and let's recognize that there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And there is peace in the hearts of every man, woman, and child, every animal, every creature, everything on the face of the earth. And it is done now and forevermore. How wonderful that is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.